What do you guys think about aliens? Extraterrestrial life. Do you think we're alone out here on this rock? Do you think there's life out there in the universe? What do you guys think? Welcome back to yet another episode of $3 Down, but I think there's gotta be some life out there, dude. There's gotta be. Like, you just cannot convince me that we are alone out here. The universe, we have not even begun to truly explore it. You know what I mean? There is without a doubt some form of extraterrestrial life out there. You can't convince me otherwise. I will not listen to an argument that suggests otherwise, dude. I just won't. It's ridiculous. You know, there might actually see a theory I have is that aliens are already here on our planet. They're in the sea. They're in the ocean, dude. Think about it. There is some absolutely, like, ridiculous-looking fish, dude. Some absolutely skullduggish-looking fish that just, they don't seem real. They don't even seem like they were of this world. What I think is, just like many, many years ago, like just some nonsense from outer space just came down to Earth and just landed in the water, dude. They just landed in the water. And as the years went on and on and on, they evolved into the absolute, like, most absurd fish that we know of today. We still have not even explored. What is it? Like, 90% of the ocean is still unexplored or some nonsense, dude? It's incredible. The amount of, like, simply ridiculous life forms that are living out there in the ocean. You're telling me that a fish with a literal light bulb attached to its head is of this planet, dude? What? You cannot convince me. Stuff, basic fish like sharks, like little clown fish and whatnot, dude. I can see that. Those are normal. Those aren't like so outlandish, so unbelievable, you know? But then you got stuff like the angler fish. You know what I mean? And it's like, what in God's name? Where did that come from? How did that evolve into that? You know what I mean? Like, what happened? That's what I think, dude. I think fish, like the more absurd looking ones, I think they're a form of extraterrestrial life that have evolved to sustain themselves in the ocean. They have evolved to adapt in the ocean, dude, and prosper in the ocean. Is this the ramblings of a madman, or do you guys kind of agree with that? I'm serious. I'm not messing around, dude. I'm serious. That is an actual theory I have. Because, like, seriously, look at just look at some of these ridiculous looking fish, man. They look crazy. They don't even look like that one fish that literally just glows in the dark. It literally produces like its own neon light. It shoots out glow in the dark goo that literally looks like neon. That's what it looks like, dude. And it just shoots that out as like a form of self-defense, dude. What? Like, that's insane. That's crazy if you think about it. You're telling me that's of this world? That's crazy, dude. That's what I think. And even barring that, even barring the fish, the weird fish in the ocean, I still think, regardless, even if that theory is just shot, regardless, there is without a doubt life out there in the universe. I do not believe we are alone. Maybe, who knows? Maybe aliens came and visited years ago. Maybe they're already here. Maybe they're not even in the ocean. Maybe they're already here living amongst us, dude. Who knows? Who truly knows? Maybe they aren't. Maybe they aren't. Maybe we'll never meet them. Maybe the galaxy is so vast, so absolutely ginormous, gargantuan, that we will never, ever, ever, ever meet any other forms of extraterrestrial life. Maybe. Who knows, man? Who knows? What do you guys think, though? You think we're alone? You think there's other life forms out there in the galaxy? Do you agree with me in that fish may be some form of extraterrestrial life that have just made their way from space many years ago and just landed in the ocean and just over the years just evolved to survive in the ocean, dude? They couldn't make their way back to land, so they just evolved to survive in the ocean. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that's crazy? Do you think I'm an idiot? That's all right. Let me know, dude. Let me know. If you really have something to say about that, send in a voice clip. I would be happy. I'd be eager to hear what your thoughts are on that matter. Send in a voice clip using the link in the description of this episode if you want. I'm curious, dude. I'm curious if other people share the same opinion as me, share the same theory as me. I don't know if that one is like a super, super popular theory. I feel like it would be, dude. That's just something I thought about myself. But I mean, I feel like that would be a pretty popular train of thought, to be honest, man. Like, seriously. Who knows, man? Who knows? It's very, very riveting stuff here. Very riveting stuff. Whenever we talk about anything related to outer space, it always gets intense, dude. It always gets incredibly intense. Incredibly riveting stuff. But what do you guys think about pineapple on your pizza, though? What do you guys think about that? Yes, very, very controversial. Pineapple on pizza. Some people see that as a sin, as an absolute culinary sin. Some people see it as the most delicious thing that could ever happen to a pizza. What do you guys think? Like a nice Hawaiian style pizza. In my opinion, if I'm gonna be honest, dude, pineapple does not belong on pizza. I just don't think so. It just doesn't taste good to me, dude. It just doesn't. The sweetness of the pineapples just does not go good with the savoriness of the cheese, of the tomato sauce, and everything else on the pizza, dude. It just doesn't go good with it. It's like two very stark things going against each other, and it just does not work well. I'm sorry. If you like pineapple on your pizza, good for you. More power to you, dude. I just do not think it's a proper topping for a pizza, man. I just don't think so. It's just not good. Hawaiian pizza, I think it's pretty terrible. I'm sorry. It's just not my cup of tea, dude. Pineapple, in my opinion, just does not belong on pizza. You can put whatever you want on pizza. I'm just gonna sit here and say, hey, that don't look too good, man. I don't know if that's the play there. You can put whatever you want on whatever type of food. That doesn't necessarily mean it's gonna be good. You know what I mean? You can put toothpaste on your French fries. That ain't gonna be good, dude. I'm sorry. Pineapple on pizza? No go, dude. I'm sorry. It's gonna have to be a no for me, man. I'm more of a, when it comes to pizza, I'm just like a vanilla type of guy, you know what I mean? Just classic pepperoni, cheese, maybe some Italian sausage on there, dude. It's some good stuff. See, like this pizza place down the street called Johnny's Pizza, they make really good pizza, dude. And the pizza I always get, I get two pizzas. One that is pepperoni and Italian sausage, that's like the meat lover's pizza. And then they have a pizza that's called like the Italian deluxe, where it's got I think it's got like Italian sausage, pepperoni, onions, green bell peppers, and some other nonsense. But it is really good, dude. Really good. That's like the most adventurous I'd get with a pizza. There's some odd pizzas out there, man. Like anchovies, I think that's like a, honestly, I think that's like some movie gimmick, man. Literally. Or like some cartoon gimmick. I don't think anyone actually likes anchovy pizza. That's just something you see in like a cartoon or some nonsense, dude. Or like a movie as like a, oh, hey, look at this very weird, wacky thing. Laugh at it. La, 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 la. You know, something like that. I don't think that's an actual thing that actual people would enjoy. Fish on pizza, dude. Whole fish. I mean, granted, they're small, but still, whole fish on pizza like that, man? Nah, no. Have you guys seen that one pizza? I forget who makes it, but it's like a certain restaurant. I don't know if it's more widespread now, but it's like they put hot Cheetos all over the pizza. Now that's something I would not mind trying, dude. That actually looks pretty good, seriously. Hot Cheeto pizza, man. Maybe if you change it from hot Cheetos to like hot fries, you know, like the Chester's hot fries, then I'd be like really, really wanting to try it. Because, you know, you guys know how I feel about the hot Cheetos. Their jaggedness just absolutely obliterates my gums, dude. My gums are weak, and the jaggedness of the normal hot Cheetos are so brutal. So absolutely just, like, what's the word for it, dude? Thagamizing, that's it. Absolutely thagamizing. That it's hard to eat sometimes, man. I don't get that way with hot fries, because they're, you know, their shape, they're pretty straightforward. It's the shape of a French fry, and they're pretty soft. The chip itself is nice and airy, so that might go a little bit better on pizza. But still, regardless, I would not mind trying a hot Cheetos pizza. It looks pretty good from the picture I saw, dude. Then I think they put like cheese sauce over the top of it, I think, and like some type of sausage over the top of it as well. I see people doing like a whole lot of random nonsense using hot Cheetos. Like I saw one where they literally just got like a ginormous bag of hot Cheetos, split it down the middle, just cut the bag open down the middle, all the hot Cheetos are still in it, and just poured cheese sauce all over it with like some type of ground beef and like onions and peppers all over it. That looks delicious, dude. Absolutely delicious. The way they presented it, they kept it in the bag and stuff too, dude. It looked absolutely mesmerizing. It was ridiculous, man. Same thing with like they put it over like a bed of French fries, same deal. They put cheese sauce over it with beef. It looked really good, man. I don't know what's going on with that. It might be like the color. You know what I mean? It might be the color. Like, have you guys read anywhere that it said like, if you wear the color red, or like just the color red, period, triggers something within your mind, and you become a bit more attracted to it, not in like a romantic way, but you just notice it a bit more, and you're a bit more drawn to it. That's why you see a lot of people wearing red online, because it draws attention to them. You know, it's very attractive to look at, the color red. Who knows, it might just be the color of the hot Cheetos that makes this stuff look as good as it does. You know what I mean? And that might be the case. Maybe if the hot Cheetos were like blue or green or some nonsense, dude, it would look absolutely abhorrent, like an absolute sin. I don't know, man. I don't know, but that might have to go on my bucket list. I might have to try a hot Cheeto pizza one of these days, dude. It looks pretty good. Seriously, it looked pretty good. I don't know. It was a specific restaurant. I don't know if that's like a widespread thing that a whole bunch of people do. It was like some specific restaurant I saw in a YouTube video, and I forgot what it was called, dude. I'd have to find it. Who knows? But that is something I want to try. But I think that's going to do it for me today. But before we go, we got to recommend a song, dude. We must. You guys know how it is. We always do it. The song we're going to recommend on this fine night is The Agenda by Brendan Small. An absolute bop, a gem of a song, an absolute masterclass. The Agenda by Brendan Small, dude. Good Lord, nothing but bangers by Mr. Small, man. This guy, absolutely ridiculous, the amount of absolute bops he pumps out, man. It's ridiculous, Jesus Christ. But the song we're recommending is The Agenda by Brendan Small. That's gonna do it for me today, though. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast, subscribe to it, like it, whatever the option is on your preferred listening platform. Drop a follow or whatever it's called. Share it on social media. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you really want to, like I mentioned earlier, send in a voice clip, dude, using the link provided in the description of this episode. It'll take you to Anchor's website. And you can use that site to send in a voice clip using your microphone, using your phone, whatever you got, dude. You can send in a question. You can send in a topic you want us to discuss. You could send in your opinion on whether or not fish are actually aliens, dude, or some nonsense. I don't know. Send in whatever you want. Just make sure that it is safe to have on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.